Sure. Thank you, Anya. It's interesting because Dan just said that it's difficult to adopt what's coming out of Silicon Valley into industry, and it's obviously more difficult to adopt that and roll it out into an organization like ICRC, and there are many reasons to that. So collaboration, and I want to say that first, collaboration and partnership is something which is absolutely critical, and that we're really nurturing a lot. So whether it is with some Silicon Valley company, because some of the technology is actually still coming from essentially that place, but from other places as well, academia included into this. So one of the, I suppose the biggest difficulty we had was that the business model is different. The reason to roll out technology is different, and then the level at which you are satisfied with your technology so that you do roll it out to your customers is totally different, right? So when you take, remember when Facebook used to say that we want to break things and move fast, or actually the other way around, but the point is there, right? That's absolutely not what we want to do. We don't want to break things. That's really the opposite. The methods even with which you measure risks are different, and obviously the way at which you measure successes are different too. So while the technology itself, so an algorithm, an AI algorithm might work with any data, including humanitarian data, from a technical standpoint, these things will ingest data and come up with, you know, a few recommendations, whether predictive or others. That's going to work, and that's going to work with our data too if we train it right. But the concept of saying we have now an MVP in the sense of minimal viable product, so we are okay to give it to some customers, and we're going to have patches and updates in the coming weeks before it really works up to their needs, this is not something we can do, but we still need to test it somehow, then enhance it before we can roll it out. And there are many examples. The latest we had, we're still working on facial recognition, because obviously, while it is, if you Google facial recognition, you're gonna get into many sites which are about law enforcement and these kind of things, right? So the risks of surveillance is something we are very concerned with, but it's also evident to us that with our program where we try to, you know, help people to find each other during conflicts, if we could automate some of the tasks to help people find each other in families, that would be great benefit for us. So we see and recognize the benefit. So we look at the technology. Now, the bias that Lydia mentioned has been in the news in the last couple of months now, where we knew that facial recognition works a lot with the data that was ingested, which is essentially coming from Silicon Valley, hence essentially male and white male people, and you get 90%+ success with that. With our data, when we talk about, and you obviously know where conflicts are, but when we talk about that this population, it doesn't work. And that's not a surprise, right? Everybody said, oh, you know, watch out, and a lot of academics will tell us, you know, we have the product, it does work, but yes, there's bias because, hey, sorry, you know, we only had the data we had. So it wasn't a surprise we run into these challenges, but what is a surprise, perhaps, is the difficulty we have to sort of work them out. So essentially, I'd say that, again, collaboration partnership is critical. We engage a lot with that. We put a lot of effort and energy, and that's why we have this new, it's a department in ICRC called Digital Transformation and Data. But we also are extremely, we are very now clear about, or very concerned with the challenges that adopting technology and rolling out will be. And I'd say that, to conclude this first question, is that what we're looking at now is who will be able to help us with that. So when we contact a company, a large corporation that says, we have technology, it does work, take it, we test it and it doesn't work. So now who can help us to make it work? Is that about a civil society, academia, or other company? Is it something we have to build in internally? Is it something that, you know, humanitarian sectors has to build in to solve? Or is it something that somebody else will be helping us with? That's probably now the biggest challenge we have.